Guess who's on the line right now? It's Wale. What's up, Wale?
What's up?
Man, we didn't wake you up. I know we didn't wake you up.
I think we did.
Did we wake you up or are you high? Which?
Come on, Wale.
Somebody's tripping.
I don't even smoke like that no more.
Not anymore.
Not like that, though.
Not like stopped that to. Since last night. Wale, my man.
Are we stereotyping me?
Hey, but listen, I'm not stereotyping you, but you know better than to call this show. You've been listening for years to call this show and sound like you sleeping. Now, you better wake up.
It's 5 in the morning in the West Coast. That's the only problem.
Bro. Oh, that's right. I thought you was back here on the East Coast, man. My bad.
They got me out here with the zombies, man.
I hear you. Hey, man, I'm feeling the body, though, man. Fusion Jeremiah. Oh, man. Upcoming album, the album About Nothing. Did you title that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why is the album about nothing?
Actually, in 07, you know what I'm saying, when I was still doing the chilling circuit in 07. But I still had a grasp of, like, an interesting grasp on society. And just from the perspective of a guy still working at downtown Lagomo.
Right.
And I was a big fan of Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, I watched the show a lot. So I did a mixtape About Nothing in 2007. And, I just poked a lot of fun at society, like the industry. Because, you know, what was hot around that time was, like, snap your fingers and doing all that. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
right.
I had an interesting perspective on the industry. And, you know, basically, I just ran with that. And I did a mixtape About Nothing. And I used a lot of dialogue from Seinfeld. And then 2010, you know, by this point I'm signed to Interscope and, you know, I have a different perspective on things and I did More About Nothing mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I used a dialogue from Seinfeld. Now we're here in 2014 and, you know, I'm using a lot of personal things and like things that are going on in my life now, as well as exclusive content from Jerry Seinfeld and a little bit of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's big. Jerry Seinfeld doing a little guest spot on the album.
That's huge.
He's not trying to flow or anything, is he?
Nah. Right. He's just offering perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you do every morning?
Yeah.
you got. And it's like, you know, it's like a lot of philosophy in your show. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of philosophy and you guys poke fun at the culture, you know, but it also teaches you something. Like, you know, Kanye was really good at that. Like, college dropout. Like, you know, we ain't got it. We broke and all that other stuff. Like, it was comical, but it was also like, you know, it was waking you up to certain things. So I feel like this album is what would happen if Jerry Seinfeld did a Spike Lee joint.
You remind me a lot of Kanye. We've had Kanye in studio, and you guys are kind. To me, I always say this: you guys is that a comparison that you dislike? Do you not like being compared to people?
Well, when you differ in so many things, like, you know, like your taste in women and like your philosophy on life, you know, you kind of be like, what? You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like they shining brothers that speak articulately, you know, you kind of understand where they get that from. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because like they go, they be like, well, there's only like three black dudes that are allowed to speak articulately in the rap game without them saying, oh, you, what you trying to be a cornball brother?
Yeah.
Right.
You speak the Queen's English, all of a sudden you a cornball.
Right.
And let me ask you, you know, listen, I'm excited about it.
And it's like, you know, they you know, like I go places and stuff like that, and it's just like, yo, man, like, you know, I come from where you come from, dog. But like, guess what? Like, I think it's cool to be smart. I think it's cool to be multifaceted. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I agree with you. Wale, you know I'm a fan, and I totally agree with that, man, because I think you're a sharp dude, man. The album, when are you going to drop the album? When's it coming out?
This coming in December. So y'all gonna have to hear from me for a minute. I'm going to be around. I'm going to be in y'all ear to December.
Right, right. It's the Russ Paul Morning Show. We rapping with Wale right here. Got the new album coming, the album About Nothing. Now, we know you had the beef with Meek Mill. What did Rosé say? Did he get in between that, or did he just let y'all go at it?
Nah, he was high.
keep it real, boy.
Rose was, though. I mean, he gonna come in that dark smile like it. tree trunk.
Yes, we know.
He, but that's how he is, though. He was just like, man, what? We ain't talking about this right now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the crazy thing about it is, like, you know, he ended up going to jail, like, 2 days later. So it's, like, bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever argue with somebody, and then something bad happened, and, like, you're like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was bad for me on that. And that guy, but, like,
have you spoke to him since he's been in jail?
We spoke through people, you know what I'm saying? But, like, our schedules don't really line up, you know what I'm saying?
But everything is cool now, though, right? Everything cool?
I actually did a song with his cousin and his best friend, his cousin, that dropped. And I even poked fun at me and Meek arguing on the record, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
It's all good. I think he's gonna come home in like September or like late September or late this month, whatever. Yeah. So it's all good.
You don't want to waste that time, man. You can do more positive things together than apart. Hey, listen, Wale, you know I got nothing but love for you. The Body featuring Jeremiah, man, the first single from the upcoming album.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's fire, y'all. The album About Nothing coming out in December. Wale, when it gets like close to that, man, you need to come in. Let's just go ahead
come
and play the album.
Studio.
Oh, man. I'm trying to come through clocking like Lloyd and them used to do.
No, this is the reason why we only wait until December, because Lloyd came too much.
I'm going to get some coffee.
Well, if you're going to make coffee, then here we go.
Come on.
There we
bring
go.
It then.
All right, Wale.
I ain't going to put nothing in nobody drink, man. I'm going to come through sober, gober.
Let's do it. All right, Wale. I'll get back at you, baby.
All